This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Construction of Chilimet-Trishuli 220 kV transmission line completes. Adverse weather disrupts flights to mountainous areas. Nepal taking on Scotland in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 series in USA. And 36 people die after a bus fell into a gorge in Indian state of Uttarakhand. Now the news in detail. The construction of the Chilimet-Trishuli 220 kV transmission line has been completed. According to Managing Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Gising, the project was finalized after workers and contractors continued construction efforts even through the Dussehra and Tihar holidays. This 28-kilometer transmission line extends from the Chilimet Hub substation in Ama Chodingmo Rural Municipality in Rasuwa to the Trishuli 3B Hub station in Kispang Rural Municipality in Nuakot. It is expected to play a crucial role in channeling electricity from ongoing and future hydropower projects along the Trishuli River and its tributaries into the national grid. The Chilimet-Trishuli project, with an estimated cost of $3.62 billion, is funded by the Nepal Electricity Authority, a grant from the German Development Bank, and a concessional loan from the European Investment Bank. Flights have been disrupted today due to adverse weather, primarily impacting routes to remote mountainous regions. Low visibility caused by dense haze has hindered flights from Kathmandu to destinations in mountainous areas, leaving many travelers, especially tourists, stranded. According to Tribhuvan International Airport's General Manager, Jagannath Nirula, flights to Lukla have been particularly affected. However, flights to districts in the Tarai region remain on schedule. At Tribhuvan International Airport, only flights operating on the instrument flight rules are able to depart, while visual flight rules-based flights are grounded due to the adverse weather condition. Meanwhile, international flights continue without disruption. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology reported that current conditions are influenced by westerly and local winds along with a low pressure system near West Bengal of India affecting weather across Nepal. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has participated in the 7th International Solar Alliance ISA that kicked off on Sunday in Indian capital New Delhi. Minister Khadka left for the Indian capital yesterday, leading a delegation to the four-day assembly. The Nepali delegation includes senior energy expert Prabal Adhikari, Director General at the Electricity Development Department Nabin Raj Singh, and Minister Khadka's financial advisor Amit Shrestha. Electricity Development Department's Director General Singh said the participants will discuss ways and means to increase solar energy access, ensure energy security, and steer energy development during the event. Thai Air Asia has resumed operation at Tribhuvan International Airport. Previously, the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal had penalized Thai Air Asia after one of its flights arrived in Kathmandu on the 27th of October without the required flight permit. The airline was granted permission to resume flights at Tribhuvan International Airport on the condition that it would also operate flights from Gautam Buddha International Airport. It also began commercial flights yesterday from Gautam Buddha International Airport in Vairava, making it the fourth airline to operate out of Nepal's second international airport. According to Tribhuvan International Airport's General Manager Jagannath Nirula, Thai Air Asia will operate flights to Tribhuvan International Airport every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, while flights to Gautam Buddha International Airport will be on Monday and Thursday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेड मा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएथ्यो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 36 people died and several others were injured after a bus spilled into a gorge in India's northern state of Uttarakhand. According to the BBC, the bus was on its way to the state's Ramnagar district when the accident took place on Monday morning. Officials said 44 people were on board when the driver lost control and the bus fell into a 50-meter deep ditch in Marsula, located in the state's Almora district. The state government has ordered an inquiry into the accident. Israel has officially notified the United Nations of its decision to cut ties with its Agency for Palestinian Refugee, UNRWA, as another UN agency warns of an impending famine in Gaza. Al Jazeera cited the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Monday as saying it cancelled a cooperation agreement from 1967, which provided the legal basis of the country's relations with UNRWA. Foreign Minister Israel Katz claimed that UNRWA employees participated in the October 7 massacre and many of its employees are Hamas operatives. It's part of the problem in Gaza Strip and not part of the solution. The UN agency denies the allegations and says it takes measures to ensure its neutrality. UNRWA on Monday said Israel's ban on its operation would lead to the collapse of humanitarian work in the war-torn Gaza Strip. At least 10 people have been killed after a volcano erupted in eastern Indonesia in the early hours of Monday. The BBC cited the Indonesian Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation, Mount Lewutobi Laki-Laki, located on Flores Island in East Nusa Tenggara province, erupted at 11:57 p.m. local time. According to local authorities, fiery lava and rocks hit the villages about 4 kilometers from the crater, burning and damaging residents' houses. U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are pushing their closing messages to voters on the last day of campaigning before America decides its next president. According to the BBC, both candidates are in the final sprint across key battleground states, with Harris to campaign in Pennsylvania today and Trump heading to North Carolina, Pennsylvania and Michigan. Now a sports date. Nepal is competing against Scotland in the last match of the ongoing ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 series in the USA. The match is scheduled at 10:15 p.m. Nepal Standard Time today. Nepal has made changes in its playing 11 for the match. Karan Kishi and Bhim Sarkar are out of the playing squad due to injuries, and Deep Khanal and Sagar Dukal have replaced them. Out of the last three matches of the series, Nepal registered two losses against the USA and a win against Scotland. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions and at one or two places of Koshi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province and the hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Construction of Silimi-Thrissur 220 kV transmission line completes. Adverse weather disrupts flights to mountainous areas. Nepal taking on Scotland in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 series in the USA. And 36 people die after a bus falls Entwe Gorge in Indian state of Uttarakhand. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.